doing all that I can to stand. Oh, but when I look around and I see what's being done to my kind, every day I'm being hunted as prey. My people don't want no trouble. We've had enough struggle. I just wanna live. God protect me. I just wanna live. I just wanna live.
It is the Karell Cast. I am Karell. So very glad you are joining me. That is a very powerful Instagram post. Posted by Miss Patti LaBelle and many others. I saw it on Patti LaBelle on her feed. And I thought with myself a billion times today about doing a show. I don't want to do a show. I don't feel doing a show is appropriate. I know that on talk radio, I have been on talk radio every time there's been a major event. We were at KFI, you know, for Columbine or for this or that. 1992, I was at Florence and Normandy as the riots erupted. I worked at Jackson Jones Management for Vesta Williams. You see, I grew up poor and gay and white third. And I know that sounds odd, okay? But I grew up poor, gay, and white. And so my life experience is not yours if you're white. It's not yours. If you're white and straight, if you're black and straight, you don't know what I've gone through, just like I don't know what you've gone through. Now, here in Vegas, the protests have turned as ugly as they have elsewhere, but they're supposed to. Protests are supposed to be ugly. I know that we all have this vision of orderly protest in our minds, of King marching across the bridge in Selma and all of that. And while that did happen, there were a lot of ugly protests surrounding all of that that you didn't see. Okay? Revolution, change, birth. You know, revolution, change, birth. It's ugly sometimes. And over the weekend, I've gone through all the emotions you have. I've gone through the emotions of, well, you know, if they want to, why are they breaking stuff? You know, I understand they're mad, but. And yet I, too, have wanted to burn it all down when Matthew Shepard was left like a scarecrow on a pole. I, too, know their rage. And in some ways, you know, I, gays and lesbians, 52% of gays and lesbians that have had encounter with the police have said that it went badly, that the police did not treat them well. 74% of trans who are out there right now being killed, just like blacks and everybody else, but blacks and trans right now, there's a big spike in killing of both. Trans people constantly have suffered at the hands of authority. Look, I know that you white people don't want to believe that half or more of all the cops that we employ now are bad, but they are. And I know that up until this day, it was very unpopular to say, but half, according to a poll that I am taking on Twitter, at Really Karell, and you can go there right now, and that's just as valid as any other poll, whether there's five people that have answered or 5,000. You hear about polls where only 100 people were polled. It's just as valid. I asked, of the 800,000 working police, how many do you think should be on the force? 90% of them? Meaning they're not homophobic, they're not racist, they're not sexist. You know, they're not going to turn away when someone else does something. How many do you think should be there? 25% so far say 90% of the police force are fine. Those are the people with blinders on. 60%+ of the people, according to the poll, are at 50% or below deserve to be there, with a strong 30% believing that not even 30% of our police force needs to be there. So you can go and take that poll at reallykarell.com. It's there in my app, the free Karell Cast app, or at my Twitter, which is really Carell. So back to today and where we are. Tomorrow, I will not be here. The music industry has asked every member of the music industry to take a step back tomorrow and to show solidarity and support. And you know what? I don't know if I'm going to be here the rest of the week. It feels wrong. People are dying. And police that we rely upon for safety are the ones that are treating us like the enemies. They are dressed like paramilitary, and they are treating this like it's Fallujah. As I'm speaking to you right now, military forces are surrounding the White House, where last night our president spent the night in a bunker like Adolf Hitler and Eva Braun. Okay? And so we now have paramilitary forces surrounding the White House because the coward inside is afraid of protesters. Okay? The same coward that told our governors today to go all TNN square on these people. And what about the white people who are causing the problems? And that's who's causing the problems. There is now an overwhelming amount of evidence that all the looting and the problems started by the white people. We have video of cops breaking windows in Seattle. We have videos of cops breaking their own cars and then posting it on Twitter saying the crowds did it. And now there's video of them doing it. We have video of cops right here in Vegas, all the way across the country, shooting rubber bullets arbitrarily into the crowd at people. Those things can injure you. They can take out an eye. They leave huge dents in your flesh. They leave scars. You have to go to the hospital. It might be non-lethal, but it hurts and can maim you. I'm sorry I'm so emotional. This is why I can't do shows this week. I'm going to say stuff that's going to get me in trouble, and I can't do it, and I don't want to do it. I don't want to be this host. I'd rather spend the week cooking. But that's inappropriate. All these tone-deaf people now, I know they're trying to change the subject to make you feel happier. Now is not the time. First of all, COVID is spreading like a motherfucker out there right now. If you don't think the COVID is happy as shit about all of this, then you are just as wrong as can be. This virus is loving these protests. Oh my God, people are going to get sick. 26,000 dead Americans from nursing homes. People are going to get sick after this. If they don't, then COVID's a joke. Because, oh my God. So that's staggering. And the people that are going to get sick are in the poorest and sickest and most deprived communities. That almost seems like a plan. Let's get a virus that's going to kill a lot of people and then make something happen that's going to get them all to go out. Right as the country was reopening. Last night, the Welcome Back Vegas party on Fremont Street closed. And white people are all upset that they're looting white stores. Rodeo Drive, Nordstrom's, oh, Target, Walmart, you know, whatever. They're all upset. And I don't care. I don't care about the looting. During the Boston Tea Party, where we were cowardly and dressed like Native Americans to do the raid, we didn't dress like, you know, Thomas Jefferson and all of that. No, no, no. When we went to do the Boston Tea Party, where we illegally broke onto a ship and looted its contents into the river, we dressed like Native Americans so they would blame the Indians for it. We have a long history of being fucked up. Because even in our own revolution in 1776, when we were making a huge statement against the king, we dressed up like Native Americans so they would think they did it. Yeah. The Boston Massacre. Riots. We've had riots. That's what we do. And we loot. It happens. It happened during Stonewall. I researched Stonewall as we enter Pride Month today. Stonewall happened in 1969. It went on for 3 days in the village, and there was looting. And there was all kinds of crime that went on during Stonewall. You know, it wasn't a squeaky, clean, let's march down the street and wave our rainbow flag sort of thing. No, Stonewall was a riot, and there was looting and police, you know, all kinds of stuff. So I'm not mad at the looting. And you'd say, well, Carell, what if it was your place? Well, I don't know. As long as me and Ember were okay, I guess it'd be okay. and stop acting surprised. You know, Robert De Niro? Yeah, Robert De Niro posted a compilation of cop crime on black people. And just watching that 90 seconds of like over 100 cases of black people being shot at, tased, having dogs sicked on them. You know what? The cops are enjoying being set loose on protesters. They're going out beating people, shooting rubber bullets, breaking stuff. It's the cops that are the problem. And no one, we're now starting to say that. But it's the cops and the institutionalized racism from the top down that they enforce, because they enforce institutionalized racism. If there are gatekeepers of institutionalized racism, it is the police. And there's no two ways about that. You know, if there are gatekeepers of institutionalized hatred and racism, it's the police. And according to my poll at reallycarell.com and on Twitter, half of you think that at least one out of two cops are bad. And I believe it now. In my encounters here in Vegas, one of the cops was great. The other one was really horrible. You know, I've never been attacked like George Floyd, thank God. There have been gays who have been killed at the hands of police. You know, when I was in high school, in 1980, this is 14 years after the riots in Watts. When I was in high school, have I been talking with the effect on this whole time? I have been, but whatever, it's a good effect. When I was in high school, I lived in Long Beach, California. And in Long Beach, there's another little city called Signal Hill. Now, I went to Long Beach Poly High School, but predominantly black high school. And in Signal Hill in 1980, their police killed a young African-American athlete. He was not a thug of any kind, which I'm not even sure what that means. You know, everyone's mad about looting. Are you aware that in the stimulus package, we gave million and billion dollar corporations almost $500 billion, and all we got was a $1,200 check? That's looting. Okay? We just had $500 billion given to businesses that don't need it. While we were given $1,200, that's looting. Stealing from Neiman Marcus? No. Taking cheap Japanese crap that they're charging you way... Well, I mean, really, what's the harm in emptying a Target? I'm sorry. You know, I mean, I know this is an unpopular opinion, but Target overcharges for everything and still makes millions and billions of dollars of profit. Walmart, they're all multi-million dollar corporations. They've all got insurance. Ain't no one not going to eat because someone went in and stole some Balenciaga or Louis Vuitton. So what if they ransacked Rodeo Drive? Big deal. Who cares? So Hermes has to file a claim for a $10,000 piece of silk that they call a scarf. Please. So the police are the gatekeepers and the enforcers of institutionalized racism. They punish you for being poor. How many people have been killed? Brianna got killed for a warrant being served. They'll go and serve a warrant for a money crime. Look at George Floyd. It was a money crime. It was a check charge. Let's not forget that the crime they were talking about was a money crime. Because you can kill and you can rob and you can rape. But if you steal money from a corporation, well, ask Bernie Madoff what happens to you. Okay? You steal money from a corporation, you are going to jail or you're going to die. Kill a person, Steal from a bank, you're going to jail. So the police have become, and it's sad. It's sad that they've become the gatekeepers of institutionalized racism, the enforcers of institutionalized racism. It's sad that police departments have hired soldiers that now see their role as we're the enemy. They're out there in this paramilitary gear on the streets, and they look at us as the enemy. Only someone that sees you as the enemy could fire a rubber bullet arbitrarily into the crowd. And they were doing that last night, like everywhere, in every town. In Long Beach, I watched it live on video, Broadway and Pine Avenue. I watched SWAT arbitrarily shoot rubber bullets into the crowd. That's firing on your own people for no reason. No one was being harmed. No one was being injured. Yeah, some stuff was being destroyed. So fucking what? You don't shoot people. Someone got shot at the CVS in one city because they were looting the CVS and the cops rolled up and shot somebody for robbing a fucking drugstore? The wealthy and their belongings are so important that you must die if you steal money. George Floyd, it was a check charge. Money. Death. Death if you're stealing money, particularly if you're black. And so we have this horrific situation where we need healing. And it's coming right at the end of it's not the end of COVID. It's coming right at the beginning of COVID. And we broke. We snapped. And now I'm sitting here so worried about the future of the country. I mean, Joe Biden can't fix all this. No, but who can fix all this? And who's going to say we must dismantle every police department? We need some sort of federal force to come in and do the policing and immediately suspend every police officer working, even the good ones, fast track the good ones back to work, get them back to work within a week or two. And then everything with a red flag, everything with a Facebook account, Twitter account that's questionable, everything that's got a Proud Boy association, everyone that's seen in a photo flashing a white super. There's so many pictures of cops, like groups of cops, 6, 8 cops flashing white supremacy signs and Proud Boys. And they're on the force. And no wonder people are angry like they are. Black people. Because they're killing them. And we've seen so many unacceptable things. The college students in the car that were tased, those cops have been fired. But come on. I mean, we have seen so many unacceptable things. Just in the last 48 hours, we've seen peaceful protesters kicked in the face, people shoved down. We've seen people grabbed out of the crowd and just arrested, rubber bullets just railed on people. And who was doing all of that? The police, the people that were supposed to be there to help those people. Those people were there to do their constitutional right to assemble, to protest, and all of it. And the police were supposed to be there to help them, not to protect Nordstrom's. The police have become the elite. I can't believe I'm sounding like a right-wing fucking nut. I can't believe this. I'm sounding like a goddamn, I'm sorry for all the expletives, but I'm sounding like a fucking right-wing nut. That the police have become this squad for the elite. But they have. They're not protecting me. They're not protecting you. They're protecting Nordstrom's, Walmart, Rodeo Drive. They're protecting the car dealerships. They're protecting the White House. Who was protecting George Floyd? That was their job. Don't they get it? Their job wasn't to protect the bank that George Floyd had written allegedly a check against. That's not their job. Their job was to protect George Floyd. We're missing. Their job is to protect you and me. But for decades now, we've let them protect money. Money is all we let the police protect. Protect my business. Protect my money. I have been robbed. But real crimes, they don't even address. They don't address the real crimes. Poverty, that's a crime. It should be criminal. Homelessness should be actually criminal. No society should allow people to live like we do. That should be criminal. Meaning allowing it to happen. They should be out there helping homeless people every night finding shelter. You see what I'm saying? These people are supposed to protect and serve us. And for decades, we have turned a blind eye that that's not what they do. They fine us. They pull us over. They arrest us. They only pull us over for breaking laws. They generate revenues for cities. All you see is a cop is a revenue generator writing tickets that are stupid so the city can make millions of dollars. The police haven't been about protecting and serving you or I in a whole long time. And even when they do, like when I called for the guy who attacked me at Hertz, what did they do? Talk me out of filing. Talk me out of proceeding. When I said he called me a faggot, he grabbed my phone, he threatened to throw it. It's all on video. Yeah, but no. That was their response. They didn't want to be bothered with it. You know, Hertz didn't want to be bothered with it. I was attacked in their lobby. You all know. You saw the video. Hertz didn't want... They said, oh, our employees can't intervene. Now Hertz is filing bankruptcy, and I couldn't be happier. I hope you go fucking out of business. I hope you go so out of business you can't even be not... I hope all your cars have to be sold for $5 at auction. We got to start just getting rid of the bad stuff. Not talking about committees, listening session. No, just get rid of them. Any cop that's done anything, even get rid of them. Just get rid of them. Well, who are you going to fill them with? Oh, so you mean to tell me that we can't find good Americans to go be police?
Well, no, Carell, that's why we're in this problem.
Well, no, that's not why we're in this problem. The reason that we can't find them, that problem, is why we're in this problem. Either we don't pay them enough or whatever. Whatever the reason that good Americans don't want to be teachers, don't want to be police, whatever the reason is, that's the problem. Because obviously we're getting the dregs of the dregs out here. You know, people who think it's okay to do all of this stuff or to turn a blind eye to somebody doing it. And you want to pick at the protesters. Yes, yes, some of them are getting unruly and out of hand. So what? As long as they're not hurting a person, if they're just breaking a window or stealing a bag, I don't care. If they're hurting a person, no. Sorry, you don't get to hurt people. But if they're looting a commercial business, they're not breaking into private homes. That's what the insurance is for. That's, you know, that's why you have insurance. And yeah, it's going to disrupt your life. But how does being pulled over and beaten nearly to death disrupt their life? We have allowed police to disrupt the lives of poor, black, Hispanic, gay people, trans people forever. We've allowed them to ruin the lives, the criminal justice system. There are more people, more black people in jail in the United States than in college. It's not a mistake. And we've allowed that, you and I have allowed that to happen. Oh, we disagreed with it. We didn't like it. But every time the subject came up, we said, well, you know, there are other ways to get things done. And, you know, they need to vote more. Or they. Well, now they are on your front fucking porch throwing rocks through your window and you're mad about it. We're hurt. Everybody's hurt right now. Everybody's hurt. I mean, black people are hurt. White people are hurt. When I was on air the other day and I was beside myself, you know, we wanted to talk about that Central Park Karen. And my whole point was that she wasn't the point, that we should not be talking about her. I don't want to hear about the outrage over her. She's just a stupid woman with a gay bird watcher. Okay, where nobody was hurt and they didn't even wait for the police. Stop talking about that, because that same day, George Floyd, the video of him had been released. And I was like, stop talking about that. You have a man that was executed on camera. We need to be talking about that. So for a week now, and in that week, what's happened? One police officer has been arrested when we know for sure that the pressure on his back contributed to his death, even after the medical examiner in the city where he died tried to whitewash it and say that pre-existing conditions killed him. No, an independent medical examiner did an autopsy release today, and he died from asphyxiation and pressure on his neck and back, which we all saw for 9 minutes, and which he told us he was going to when he said, I can't breathe, I'm dying. Why we had to cut the poor man apart afterwards, we know why he died. And even that, why aren't the other three in jail right now? This is the problem. They don't understand this. The officers that turned off or did not have their body cameras on when they served the warrant and killed the black girl, Brianna, Why aren't they in jail right now until they figure this out? Arrest them for murder and let their lawyers defend them. Give them a trial, let them, arrest them. That's what black people want. That's what they want. And they're not going to stop now until they get it. And we better start fessing up that we got to start doing this. If somebody does one thing like that, they're gone. There's zero tolerance for drugs at some place. You test dirty once, that's it, you're gone. How about zero tolerance for racism, bigotry, homophobia, transphobia? How about you make one off-color joke as a police officer, you're out. Sorry, we cannot have that on our force. But their captains tolerate it because their captains tolerate it, because their bosses tolerate it, because the White House tolerates it. 3 years, we've had racist white men in charge of everything. And now the Proud Boys are in our police departments. Now we have racist cops killing black people almost every day. Almost every day. We have white yahoos showing up at state houses fully armed and nothing happening to them. And black kids laying with their hands out saying, I'm scared, and their guns are drawn. Yeah, they're mad. And they're going to stay mad. And I don't know how long. Someone said, when did the riot start? I said, well, 66. I did. And I said, well, even before that. And they said, no, this riot. I said, this isn't this riot. And that's the other thing. If y'all aren't understanding that, what's going on right now is not this riot. Okay? This started with slavery. And then it started with us refusing to make things right after slavery. It started with the litany of laws that are on the books right now. That after slavery, when white people still wanted to be in control, they wanted to legally still control blacks and minorities, Mexicans, gays, and subjugate them, women. So they put rules on the books, laws, not slavery, but other laws to enable to enslave them. Marijuana laws, those were steeped in racism, so they could have a reason. Drug laws aren't about helping you quit drugs or anything or any public safety. They're about giving cops an in to arrest you. And that was steeped in racism because white people saw minorities as drug users. Alcohol laws, prostitution laws. Most of these laws are steeped in the fact that we wanted to arrest those kind of people. And we thought those kind of people would do those things, which is why we only arrest those kind of people for those things still, even though we know more white people do most of the crimes than blacks and Hispanics and gays and trans. And yet it's always them getting all of the brunt of everything and the good old boy white people not. Why? Because the laws were designed that way. And y'all want to act like, no, you're wrong, Carell. Like, no, that's not no, that's not true. It's true. We have all, you and I, because we're not, because we can walk outside right now, you and I, and be okay. Because at a protest, there's a good chance we wouldn't be harmed. Because in a traffic stop, there's a good chance we won't be shot. Because if we're just sitting in our car and a cop comes up on us, they don't tase us. So we're able to say how bad it is and condemn how terrible it is. And I don't, not me. And I've been, my encounters with the police have all been bad usually. They, in Garden Grove, California, they took photos of gays and lesbians leaving a gay bar so they could try to pressure the gay bar to get out of the neighborhood. They cop cars sat out front with cameras taking pictures of everybody coming in and out of the bar, which is illegal. And when the chief of police in Orange County was brought in Garden Grove was brought before the city council and the mayor about why they did this, you know what they said? Oh, well, there was no film in the camera, so no crimes were being committed. So if there was no film in the camera, what, you were just intimidating. That's what you were doing? My experience with the police is being pulled over and having them make us sit on the side of the road 2 hours until I finally told the cop, either you're going to shoot us or arrest us, but we're leaving. Oh, no, you can't go anywhere. We're leaving. We've been here an hour. They were parked at the gay bar. We left the gay bar. When he pulled me over, he couldn't get me for being drunk because I wasn't. They searched the car. They couldn't get anything because there wasn't. And they kept Ken and I on that curb because Ken was drunk for an hour and 45 minutes until I finally picked up Ken and put him back in the car. Thank God this is in the 80s and I'm white. And I told the cop, are you going to arrest me? Well, no. So am I detained? No, you're just being questioned. So I can leave. Well, no, you can't. Then I'm being detained. No, you're not. Well, then I'm leaving. And I left. Was that a good encounter? When I've tried to report crimes to the police and heard them make gay jokes, homophobic jokes, when crimes have happened at gay bars, and they've come in and basically said they weren't even going to solve the crime. I could give you crime after crime. Go to Wikipedia. There's five in the last 5 years where the police departments had to be shamed in to prosecuting because it was a gay man, trans, or drag queen that was killed. It's not just blacks, but it's blacks that have had enough. They're done. They're like, enough. And I don't blame them. I don't blame them one bit. So I don't know what I'm going to do this week. In terms of shows, it feels wrong to be taking away from them. It feels wrong. You guys should be watching you should be educating yourself about systemic racism. You shouldn't be just entertaining yourself with a talk show. We have to pay attention to this time. We can't keep going through this. I am so fucking sick and tired of it. I am so sick of race, God, guns, and gays being the only thing in my entire life that we can talk about. Sexuality, race, God, guns, gays. Meaning abortion when I say God. So a woman's right to choose gays, guns, and race. That's it. That's all. We can't get any of those things right. The four things, and we can't get them right. Four fucking little things, and we can't get them right. Race, everybody's equal. Even our founders said so. Next. Guns. No. Next. Woman's right to choose. Absolute, of course. Next. We can't do that. The cops that killed George Floyd, fired, prosecuted for murder. Next. See, that's what these riots are trying to tell us. We refuse to solve the problems. Well, now they're saying we want solutions. What if we had the courage of these protesters? Because for every looter or whatever, there's 500 others that are just there to protest. What if we all had the courage to shut down Washington, D.C. from the moment Donald Trump took over? What if every time the Senate or Congress did something truly evil, we shut it down? We went and we crowded it. We didn't let them go to work. They'd start doing things our way. And more importantly, what if our voting record was 70 to 80% of all Americans that could vote did vote? What about that? Just like George Floyd's brother said today, there is another way. Go vote. All right, I am Carell. On Fridays, we do a Zoom call. I will be doing that this Friday. I don't know how many shows you're going to get this week, and if you did them, I don't know what they're going to be. I'm not going to act like these talking heads on TV or these other hosts. I'm as rattled by all of this as you are. I am as scared about the future, the economy. COVID is still everywhere. The economy was in the tanks. Now we're having this uprising. Other countries are looking at us like we're fucking insane. You don't know where you're fitting in. You had a job to go back to, but now you can't go back to the job again because there's curfew. So the minute things are opening, they're closing. I am just as weirded out about all this as you are. And I'm trying to think of my place in it all. What can I do to help? Because we've got enough noise and we've got enough hurt. We just need help. We need things to help right now, to help our mental health, to help our spiritual health, to help our physical health. This is too much. This is just, it's too much. And so tell the people you love them. Watch the revolution. It's happening. Maybe. Maybe this will get bigger. We'll see. It's spreading around the world. Maybe. So maybe we should pay attention. If this momentum and outrage stays through November, Trump, his allies, and most of the Republican Senate are probably gone. What then? If we have the power to rebuild the world, how do we do it? And are we ever not going to be just split down the middle like even now? You know, look at these people, these white people who were out there screaming about authority just 3 weeks ago, making them stay home. We live in a police state. We should be able to go out. All these white yahoos who were just out even with their weapons so they could get their hair done and whatever, screaming about the oppressive authority of government. These are the same people who are now out there saying, yeah, go out and shoot them. Fox News told people to go do citizens arrest and bring zip ties with them. Yeah, let's see how well that goes. Yeah. Oh, and that Matt Gaetz guy, whatever his name, he's inciting violence. He's telling people to go hunt down Antifa. Antifa, an anti-fascist group. If you're against Antifa, you're against America. Because Antifa is about not having fascists, which is what America's about. Just saying. All right. I am Carol. Be who you want to be. So don't hurt anybody. Thank Bridget and Mary, Nikki and Jack. If you guys want to stick around for a moment, I'll speak to you all directly. They're in the Zoom chat. Today, I didn't feel like being alone while doing my show. I didn't want to do my show. And I certainly didn't want to feel alone. It's crazy isolating times right now. You feel like you're not safe if you go out. COVID's out there still. I live alone with Ember, so I mean it's just a weird time. So please, you know, stay home. Get involved, but get involved online. Get involved. Don't go protest. I know that's a bad thing to say, but don't. Go to a day protest. If you want to go to a day protest during the day, you know, fine. A vigil, a protest, whatever, during the day at City Hall. I know Jamie Foxx did something, that sort of thing. Okay, great. But a nighttime protest, don't do it. They're just, you could get hurt. I'm Carell. Be who you want to be. Salon doesn't hurt anybody. Thanks to all the Patreon subscribers. I love everyone that listens. And this week, just breathe and remember that no matter what they're doing to businesses, who cares? I'm so tired. With COVID, it all turned to money. Money, money, money. Get back to business. Get back to work. Blah, blah, blah. And all the riots are turning to is business, business, business. Looting, looting, looting. Violence, violence, business, business. Don't they have anything else they can, you know, and it's media too. They let the conversation suddenly be about business. How do we save the businesses? How do we board up the business? The business, the business. Which is why nothing ever gets solved, because you're not talking about what's really important, which is why they're there destroying the business. Oh, well. Stay safe. Hopefully I'll be back tomorrow, or maybe not. Tomorrow they're asking music industry professionals to step back tomorrow. Many of the people I follow that are entertainers have posted black screens saying, I stand with them, no show today, you know this today, know that today. I know I have a little bit of a different job than a singer or than an actor. I understand that. But at the same time, I am not an ABC journalist. I'm not on KFI anymore. I do a podcast. Okay? A podcast. And while I try to make you understand things and laugh and have fun and all of that, I am not essential at this moment in history. I mean that. You know where I stand on equality, so my voice on this is just another voice in support of Black Lives Matter, in support of getting rid of a police force that is against all people but has really been against blacks, gays, trans, Hispanics for some time. You know, I've been for getting rid of the police force that is that way forever. I have seen my friend Lorenzo, every time he came to Huntington Beach and he got pulled over, I have seen racism with the police department because I grew up in black neighborhoods and I've seen it since I was a kid, you know? And so I grew up where it was just normal for my friends and for the people in my neighborhood to be harassed more than others. I knew that. It's time for that to be over. That just shouldn't, there should, as Obama said, there needs to be, and he, of course, providing leadership, there needs to be a new normal where we don't look at the police and say, yeah, well, half of them are going to be, you know, no, there needs to be a normal where they are, you know, we act like we're supposed, that's why I said, I don't hold up. Oh, respect firefighters, respect the police. Why? They don't respect me. All right, you can leave comments, feedback at reallycarell.com or down below, whatever. Much love. Thank you, Patreon supporters and subscribers. Everybody stay safe and stay focused. The issue here is ending the systemic racism of the police force where they, with impunity, have been killing black people and others. That's the issue. Don't take your eye off that prize. Mwah. There. Thank you all for popping in today.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Carell. And we do need your voice. As a matter of fact, I'm in San Francisco and we're being locked down yesterday and tonight.
Well, my friend Daniel couldn't leave his house in Long Beach. He was going to go to the hardware store, but it was already past 1:30. I said, didn't they lock businesses down at 1? He goes, oh, yeah. So he couldn't even go to the hardware store because it's past 1 o'clock.
Well, here it's from 8 p.m. to, I think, I'm not sure what time in the morning, but they're doing, you know, that's what they're doing. They're keeping everybody inside. And you're right.
What they're doing with a curfew is giving the police the ability to go and hassle protesters. It's not for safety. Mm-hmm. A curfew isn't for safety because you and I are going to stay inside anyway. We're not going to go out there and get in the middle of it. No sensible person that, you know, a curfew is really about giving them a legal mechanism to harass people. You are now breaking a law. You're breaking a curfew by being out so we can legally harass you. That's absolutely all it is. A curfew is a way to break up protest. And the fact that they have the army involved and stuff, that breaks the one of the clauses of the Constitution, which says you cannot deploy U.S. troops on U.S. soil to enforce U.S. law. It cannot be done.
Right.
And they're doing it.
Yeah, they do it anyway.
It's called the posse. I can't pronounce the whole thing.
Comitata, posse comitata, something like that.
Yes, that's exactly it. Posse comitata.
Uh-huh.
But they're doing it. They're breaking that law. You know, the army cannot be protecting the White House. That's not the job of the army. You know, we're not at war. There's not an invading faction at the White House. There are U.S. citizens at the White House. The army shouldn't be in front of them at all. That's illegal.
Well, when did Trump ever care about what was legal or not?
Right. I
understand your frustration. I'm there too. I think so many people are.
But more than that, I'm for once scared, and I don't get frightened easily. And I don't mean of someone coming and robbing me or looting or any of that. I was there in 92 on Florence and Germany, and I'm here now. And they're angrier now. And the racial divide is even deeper now than it was in 1992, even though we've had a black president for 8 years.
Absolutely. I know, it's terrible.
And I am so afraid that now violence between cops and citizens is going to escalate so much that the cops are going to be hyper all the time and attack all of us, basically. You know, I mean, if you're a white woman just reaching for her purse to get her ID, you're going to get tased or shot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because the police are going to think that, because they're going to start getting attacked. There's no way that people are going to keep letting the police do this without starting to take some of them out as they're doing it. There's just no way.
Yeah.
And when that starts happening, they're already militarized. Most of them are ex-military.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a scary, you know, I told Daniel, and I told a lot of friends today this, and they said, wow, not only is that profound, but it really made me think. I said, it's too exhausting to be an American now. It's too exhausting. Civic life shouldn't be this exhausting. And I'm of the age where I am worried about health all the time now. And stress will kill you. And it is so stressful being in this country right now. It is one of the most stressful countries. Outside of a third world nation, it's one of the most stressful. It's not. I've been to Ireland, Canada, Europe. It's nothing. It's too stressful to be an American right now.
Wow.
And I don't, or not stressful, but exhausting. It's exhausting. And I don't know how they expect us to keep up. I really don't. They exhaust us every day with horrific things where just one day of the news cycle should last a year. All the issues presented in one day of the news cycle should last the entire year. And yet the next day we have another cornucopia of equally or more horrific items than the day before. How do we survive that exhaustion? I don't, you know, I'm beginning to wonder. Because look, the wear and tear is showing. Look, we're cracking. We're cracking everywhere. And so this exhaustion, this mental and physical exhaustion from being an American is causing us to crack in all areas. And that's what's scaring me. A lot of our institutions are cracking under the pressure. And that's scary.
And it's interesting because some of these companies, what was it? I think the original stimulus was $500 million or something.
Yeah.
And a local community acupuncture clinic has just gone out of business that was serving many, many people. I live in the Mission District in San Francisco. They're gone. And I would have thought they would have been a necessary business. But also I heard on KGO that one woman had a business and all she needed was $23,000 and she didn't get it. And these other people who have more than 500 employees are getting millions and millions of dollars. And Trump is making all kinds of money with these ventilator things, you know.
Right, and hydrochloroquine. He owns part of the company. He just shipped a bunch of that to Brazil. It kills people. But he makes money off of it. And
it does, but he doesn't tell
you. So you want to talk about looting. People are all mad about the looting. Well, why do they have to loot? Isn't what you just described the ultimate in looting?
Yeah.
You have a
Absolutely.
Business that there are supposed to be $500 million in funds for businesses just like the two that you spoke of, and they got none, but corporations with $1 million in assets and million airlines that have, you know, airplanes worth millions, they're getting the money. Isn't that looting?
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. But they're doing it, quote, legally.
Well, you know what? I almost prefer the illegal way. It's more honest.
Yeah, it is. It definitely
At
is.
Least you can see who it is that broke in your store and stole your rack of clothes. You know, you have a face. You know who it was.
Well, I'll tell you one thing that really scares me is, for example, they have all of these people in what I call already concentration camps down along the border. And there are friends of mine have been down in certain areas and they have seen these warehouses that, from what I understand, house coffins.
Oh, yeah. Oh. The number one story in other countries is how this has affected, how COVID has affected the funeral industry and the death workers. Because as we sort of move on, they're the ones who are suddenly, you know, being taxed with everything. And now, with everything else going on, you know, if you slip an extra 500 bodies in, an extra 1,000, well, who's going to notice? You already got a pile of bodies. You know,
but this was done before the COVID, and they've got these places in different parts of the country, and my fear, if Trump gets elected again, is that he's going to have concentration camps all over the country.
Well, if he gets elected, I'm not staying, and that's the truth. If he wins again, I'm not staying, and that's the truth. I will do whatever I can to leave the country. I may not make it, I may not get out, but I will try. Because I will not stay in a nation that elects any of these people. I won't do it. I'm exhausted. And if they're not as exhausted as I am, then if they want to go through this for 4 more years, then you can have it. You know what? Ireland is a lovely country. Canada, they have ways where visas, I could sell the house. It can be done. People do it.
Yeah.
And I won't stay in a country that would do that. And that's what I meant this morning by it's too exhausting. I'm 57. I'll be 58 in November. I don't want to be tired the rest of my life.
Right.
You know, I want to be able to work and live and entertain. I have no idea when I'm going to be entertaining again. You know, when are we going to be able to do real live shows? Right now, I'd be tone deaf to do a live show of any kind over the next, like, 2, 3, 4 weeks. It'd just be tone deaf. You know, I mean, nobody wants to see Mariah Carey right now do a set of music, you know?
Yeah.
So when is that going to happen? When are we going to go back to wanting what it is I'm selling? I mean, it's very frightening for a lot of entertainers, you know, and other people, you know, people who are like, well, with this climate, you know, who's going to want XYZ? Vegas is supposed to reopen Thursday. You know, welcome to Vegas, where we're shooting people with rubber bullets on the strip. You know, come on in, book a hotel room.
By the way, are you familiar with the Marsh Theater in San Francisco?
I am. That's where Brian Copeland used to do his thing, and now Maureen Langan does hers.
Right. Well, they're doing something every single night at 7:30. And it's, you know, they're, like, tonight they're doing the Monday Night Marsh. And Josh Kornbluth plays bingo on Friday night. But they've got some amazing people coming in and doing some amazing, you know, one-person shows. And on Monday Night Marsh, they have 3 or 4 people who come in and do their stuff. And a lot of, some of it has to do with COVID, but others has to do with moral issues and things like that. So you might check it out. Go to themarsh.org.
Of course, I've been going to bed at 9 o'clock because, again, I've been exhausted. Well, I got to get the show posted, and then Ember needs to be fed. She's over there sleeping until about 5, and then it's food time.
Well,
and then it's
so
got to walk
much.
The little girl and then all of that. So thanks for joining me today, and I'll probably be back tomorrow. And it depends on what happens tonight, though. We'll see how bad it gets. Hopefully
right,
it won't.
Take care, everybody, and be safe and be well.
Yes.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
GoFundMe. Just click a little button and then GoFundMe. I'll be so very appreciative if you fund me. GoFundMe right now. Just go to reallycorrell.com and click on the GoFundMe link and give a one-time donation, please.
If you're not visiting reallycorrell.com daily, you're missing out. Get the podcast, videos, and the blog, including recipes at reallycorrell.com. That's really KAREL.com.